Yesterday morning, emergency crews and personnel were called to a large structure fire in Koshkonong. The fire was located across from the Koshkonong Veterans Memorial Community Park. Many local fire departments were at the scene, including Thayer, Mammoth Spring, Alton, Rover, Brandsville, Koshkonong, West Plains, Lanton, and Pomona. Also assisting the scene were Oregon County Ambulance, Oregon County Sheriff's Department, the Missouri State Highway Patrol, Howe County 911, and Koshkonong and Thayer's Water Department, the Oregon County Road Department, and an Oregon County Game Warden. No injuries or fatalities have been reported at this time. We have multiple pictures of the fire at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. And a Houston woman is facing felony charges after authorities say she left two young children at home alone without supervision. According to a probable cause statement, officers were dispatched February 11th for a well-being check at a residence in Houston. Upon arrival, officers reportedly found a four-year-old boy nude inside of a home who had told authorities his mother was at the supermarket. His three-year-old sister was found asleep inside the residence. Authorities noted in the report that the children were discovered in what was described as unsafe and unsanitary living conditions. Trash and food were reportedly scattered throughout the home. Officers also reported the temperature inside the residence at 86 degrees and located a space heater inside the children's bedroom. Police said the children's mother, identified as Kiko McCarthy, later returned to the residence and admitted she had been gone to Walmart to purchase groceries. According to the statement, McCarthy acknowledged that the children did not have access to the phone and would have been unable to call for help. McCarthy has been charged with two counts of abuse or neglect of a child. And two men were arrested Thursday night following the execution of a narcotic search warrant at a residence in Dora. According to a probable cause statement filed by the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, deputies, along with officers with the Ava Police Department, served a warrant around 9:30 p.m. on February the 12th at a home on State Highway W belonging to 43-year-old Michael Wayne Guy. Investigators reporting making contact with Guy as he exited a bedroom. Another man, identified as Sammy Eugene Grisham, was located in the living room area at the residence. During the search, deputies located a baggie containing a white crystallized substance in Grisham's pocket. A field test indicated the substance was methamphetamine. Grisham was also informed officers he had a handgun in a bag near the couch. Authorities later recovered a black P-80 9mm pistol with no serial number from that location, three additional firearms, including a .22 caliber rifle, a .270 rifle, and a .243 were also found inside the living room. In Guy's bedroom, deputies found a Ziploc baggie containing a white powder that field tested positive for cocaine. A Palmetto State Armory AR-10 rifle was also recovered inside his room. According to a report, Guy told investigators he was unaware of the cocaine and stated that multiple individuals had access to his residence. Both men were taken into custody and face allegations of possession of a controlled substance and multiple counts of unlawful use of a weapon for possessing a firearm while knowingly in possession of a controlled substance. Authorities seized the suspected narcotics, multiple firearms, and also several cell phones as evidence. Bond for both individuals was set at $2,500 each. And a Caulfield woman is facing felony drug trafficking charges following a traffic stop in Howe County that investigators say resulted in the seizure of nearly 300 grams of suspected methamphetamine. According to a probable cause statement, deputies with the Howe County Sheriff's Office conducted a traffic stop on February the 12th as part of a search warrant operation targeting suspected narcotic trafficking. Authorities report that after being transported to the sheriff's office, the suspect refused to consent to a body scan. A secondary search warrant was then obtained. During the subsequent search, investigators located multiple bags containing a white crystal-like substance along with a syringe. One of the bags field tested positive for methamphetamine. The total weight of the suspected methamphetamine was listed as approximately 294.8 grams. Investigators also cited prior information indicating the suspect was allegedly making what was described as a re-up trip to replenish supply for distribution in the West Plains area. Prosecutors have charged Bobby Gene Fisher with first-degree drug trafficking and possession of a controlled substance at a county jail. Court documents also refer concerns about community safety due to the pending 2025 trafficking case. Bond for Fisher has been set at $250,000. And Friday the 13th turned out to be a lucky day for two lottery players, including one right here in West Plains. Missouri lottery officials confirmed that two $50,000 winning Powerball tickets were sold inside the state. One of those tickets was purchased at Casey's on Gibson Street in West Plains. The other winning ticket was sold at Liberty at Price Chopper on South Highway 291. Both tickets match four white ball numbers plus the Powerball number to claim the $50,000 prize. As of now, officials have not released any information about the winners. Anyone who purchased a Powerball ticket for Friday's drawing is encouraged to double check your numbers.